This is Al Simpson. Democrats love to bury small businesses, and the Clinton tax plan hands them the shovel. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, when Democrats and Republicans refer to small business, it is as if they were both speaking of a beloved long-lost relative. But when the Dr. Jekylls in the Democrat Party are all done talking, they turn into Mr. Hyde and seek to ravage terror on small businesses. Ted, the most recent transformation into Mr. Hyde comes in the form of the gruesome tax package. 80% of those greedy rich people the president wants to choke are not rich people at all. They are small businesses. And this Democrat plan effectively raises taxes on small businesses from 31% to 42%. Ted, the president claims this will hit only 4% of these businesses, but that is utter nonsense. That figure is only accurate if you count every person who files a Schedule C. When you consider the businesses that actually employ people, the tax they are about to pay will be very real indeed.
Al, those hit-and-run tactics and distortions won't work. It's time to put away your smoke and mirrors machine. The wealthy tycoons you're trying to protect can't hide behind a small business smokescreen. They'll finally pay their fair share of taxes under the Clinton economic plan. The vast majority of small businesses won't be affected by higher tax rates. Even the Wall Street Journal abandoned you on this issue, Al. They're the ones who dug up the fact that only the wealthiest 4% of the 6.9 million small business owners in the country will pay the higher taxes in the president's plan. The wealthiest 4%, Al. We're talking about families with incomes over $140,000 a year. They got massive tax breaks in the Reagan and Bush years. There's nothing wrong with asking them to pay their fair share of taxes now. You love to shed crocodile tears, Al, but for fat cats like that? Al Simpson and I want our listeners to suggest topics for Face Off. Just contact this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.